Welcome to my special quick tip series on leverage. Each day this week, I'll be bringing you a short 5 to 10 minute episode with some of my favorite actionable tactics and bits of strategy aimed at helping you operationalize this idea of leading in a more leveraged way. It can be easy to get lost in the seeming wonkiness of all of this sometimes, but I don't want you to lose sight of the fact that it's all doable. So I'm going to lean in to what that doing looks like in these episodes. Grab a notebook and enjoy. So I recommend conducting a type of leveraged leadership self-audit. This can be a really insightful exercise for any nonprofit leader that wants to maximize your impact in the sort of least frictionful way, the easiest way, I guess is a better way to say it. I'm going to offer a 3-part self-audit framework, including the specific guiding questions that I recommend to help you assess and ideally increase the amount of leverage that you're bringing to your work. So the first part of the framework, the first bucket is, how well do you understand your impact? And there are two questions that I recommend here. Question one, have we set specific measurable goals that directly align with our mission? And do we regularly review these goals to assess our progress? The second question, do we have a system in place for collecting and analyzing data on both our programs and initiatives and our operations so that we can evaluate our success and areas for improvement? So why this bucket and these questions? These questions prompt you to look at whether you have clear and measurable objectives or end goals that align with your mission. This is about making sure that every effort, every resource, all the time and money that you're investing in certain activities are actually leading where you want them to go. They're leading to a well-defined outcome. You want to stay on top of and evaluate and assess and be honest about whether you actually have the systems and processes in place to get you where you want to go, right? To track progress, to measure your effectiveness, and to understand whether 1 hour of effort is actually leading to a return that you want it to lead to. Right. So this first area of the framework is, are we working in a leveraged way to achieve our impact? Is our effort actually getting us where we want it to go? The second bucket is, are we effectively leveraging our network and partnerships? Right. So if the first bucket was about sort of clarity of your end goals and whether you're working in a leveraged way towards your end goals, this is about leveraging your capacity. So the first question here is, are we actively seeking opportunities to collaborate with other institutions, organizations, government entities, businesses that share our mission or could enhance our impact? Right? Could we tap into their people, their networks, their PR, right, platform? Can we tap into resources that they have to expand our own capacity? Right? Are we working in that way? Second question is, do we have a structured approach to managing and nurturing our relationships with our stakeholders? These are donors, volunteers, community members, to ensure that we're engaged and informed about our work. So why this bucket and these questions? Your organization, all nonprofits, operate within an ecosystem of stakeholders, an ecosystem of partners, of people and institutions and entities that you are both acting with, sometimes on behalf of, in response to, right? We're not sort of on an island unto ourselves. So this bucket really encourages you to look at how effectively you are leveraging that ecosystem, how effectively you're building and nurturing the kinds of relationships that will allow you to build your capacity and amplify your impact and your work with less investment on your part. Right? So how can you best engage this entire network, this entire ecosystem to support your goals? So the third and final bucket of this self-audit is around capital or resources. Bucket one was sort of strategic clarity and goal. Bucket two was your capacity. And this one is about how efficiently you're using your resources. So that's the bucket. How efficiently are you using your resource? Efficiently are you using your resources? The first question is, are we conducting regular audits of our financial and human resources to make sure that they're being allocated in the most impactful way? Right? Are we aiming our money at the programs that are having the best impact and that are achieving the outcomes we want them to achieve? And are we aiming our money at the operations, at the internal infrastructure that will actually build our ability to grow and remain sustainable? Right. So you want to do regular audits of not just how much money are you coming in and where are you financially, but how is that money being leveraged? How are your resources being leveraged? The second question is, have we explored and implemented technology and processes that can streamline our operations? This is about reducing costs and increasing reach and effectiveness for less money, right? Automation, technology, flywheels, which I've talked about here on this podcast. Have you really explored and implemented those kinds of things in ways that will allow you to increase the return on your investment of your money? So like I said, these questions in this bucket are entirely focused on resource allocation and optimization. You really want to look at whether your current use of money, time, energy is aligned with where you want it to go. If you're getting sort of $3 worth of impact back for every dollar you put in. So like I said, I really encourage you to regularly, quarterly, if not quarterly, at least twice a year, walk through these questions with you, with your board, with your team, to at the very least, identify areas where you can increase your leverage in each of these buckets.